From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. We have a great show for you. Our brilliant contestants are warming up backstage, doing split squats and deep lunges, waiting to play our nerdy games, but only one will become our big winner. And our special guest is Big Frida. She popularized bounce, a genre of New Orleans hip hop, and twerking. I also invented a dance move, by the way, kind of like twerking. It's called lurking. That's where you hang out near the dance floor, just silently judging everyone while shaking your ass. Now let's get things started with our first two contestants. Sarah Storm, you are an actor that teaches accents and dialects.
Yep.
Okay. First of all, what is your favorite accent or dialect to try to get people to learn?
Irish, I think.
Irish?
Mm-hmm. Well, I like that sort of midway point where you think someone's been in the country for a while.
Right.
It's like kind of American, but not entirely. There's a tinge to it.
Like kind of what you're doing?
What I'm doing right now.
Yeah. Right. So wait a second. What is your accent, your everyday speaking accent?
Just like this.
But you do a little bit of extra too, and I'm like, wow, is she visiting or has she been here a while?
Oh, no, I don't fake the Irish every day.
You don't fake the Irish?
When you said you were going to put me on the spot, I thought I'd just jump right in.
Yeah, that was great. No, I loved it. Okay, what is the rarest of your areas of expertise?
I mean, it's a specific spot in Ireland.
Yeah.
I like the West Midlands where it's all sort of, their T's are a little more whispery. Their whole thing's in the middle of their mouth.
Yeah.
It's just a little different.
Yeah. I'm there. Your opponent is David Perotti. You work at IT at Columbia. How long will it be before Columbia University is replaced by an app?
As soon as they develop it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think it's soon?
Yeah.
Right? Because why not? You work in IT. You can develop that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lots of duct tape.
Lots of duct tape?
Yeah.
Interesting. Is that how you develop an app?
Yeah.
I'm very close to developing one then. In this game, we ask you to imagine that you have the greatest job in the world, and that is being the announcer for The Price is Right.
Woo!
Yeah.
So the answer to every question is something that starts with the word new or sounds like the word new. Jonathan Colton, please give us an example.
All right. If I said, your prize is someone who constantly inconveniences you, you would answer, a nuisance.
Yeah. Priceless.
A nuisance, you would say.
So to score points, you must channel your inner Rod Roddy and really sell the new part of the answer. Buzz in to guess, and the winner will move on to our final round at the end of the show. Here we go. The first item up for bids, he's a genuine GOP Speaker of the House who brought his contract with America to the Hill in 1994. Sarah.
Newt Gingrich.
Yeah, all right, I'll give that to you. Yeah, exactly.
Here's a lovely prize. Sneakers from this company, founded by a man who was inspired by the way chickens stand on their feet. Sarah.
Guessing here. New Balance?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Good guess. Clearly free-range chickens. We were joking around that we thought chickens were really into Reebok Bok.
I was not there for that joking around, but I'm sorry that I missed it.
I know.
Like it was a good time.
It's the best. Time to spin the big wheel. To find out how many calories it contains, check out this label required by the FDA on all packaged foods. Sarah.
Nutritional guidelines?
I like that your Rod Roddy has a little bit of like, maybe. Puzzlegur Archung, how do you feel about that answer?
We're actually looking for the title of the label that you see on every box.
David, can you steal?
Nutrition facts.
Yes, indeed, nutrition facts. Without going over Can you name the 90s indie band that recorded the album In the Aeroplane Over the Sea? Sarah.
Neutral Milk Hotel.
That is correct.
Here's a special something for the art lovers out there. A cubist and futurist painting by Marcel Duchamp.
Well, let me give you a hint. If you squint at it, it kind of looks like a naked person walking down some steps.
Nude descending a staircase.
That is correct.
Yeah! The woman posed for that always just goes, "My name's Shelley."
Just call it Shelley. Why don't you just call it Shelley?
Nude descending a staircase. Shelley leaving her house. If you're a fan of incredibly small things, you'll love this subatomic particle. It goes great with protons and is guaranteed to carry no electric charge. David?
Neutron.
Neutron is correct, yes.
This is your last clue. 62-year-olds will love this prize. Inside joke with that one guy in the audience. Enjoy FDR's extensive recovery initiative from the 1930s that gave us Social Security. Sarah.
New Deal.
You got it. Puzzle guru Art Chung, how did our contestants do?
They did great in a tough game, but congratulations to Sarah. You're moving on to the final round at the end of the show.